This is Jay Sekulow. Big hearing in Washington, D.C. on Planned Parenthood.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Over the past 5 years, more than $22 million has been transferred from their 501c3 to 501c4 organizations, as well as PACs. This is advocacy. It's lobbying. It's get out the vote. And in one case in Alaska, it was about redistricting. Ladies and gentlemen, that has absolutely nothing to do with providing health care to young women.
I'm proud to be here today speaking on behalf of Planned Parenthood, a leading provider of high quality reproductive health care in America.
How many Planned Parenthood clinics have mammogram machines?
There aren't any Planned Parenthood clinics, I believe, to the best of my knowledge, not any have mammogram machines at their facility.
And how many Planned Parenthood clinics are there?
On any given day, between 650 and 700.
Okay, so none, to your knowledge, have a mammogram machine.
Right, we have different kinds of arrangements with, depending on the state, to refer women for mammograms.
You are an advocate for abortion. And your organization provides a significant number of abortions. I think the staff told me there are about 300,000 abortions last year in the United States. Is that approximate?
About 300,000 at Planned Parenthood.
At Planned Parenthood?
That's correct, sir.
What's the total in the United States?
I think it's about a million. I actually don't hold me to that, though. I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Let me ask you this. Could you function on non-federal dollars? Why do you need federal dollars? You're making a ton of dough.
We don't make any profit off of federal money.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, this was a unbelievable hearing that is taking place. Is it over now, Will? Is it still going on? Yes, hearing's still going on. So we may break into it, actually, if we can. I want to tell you, it's Planned Parenthood, literally in a session in the United States Congress that has been direct and pointed and asked the question about the sale of fetal body parts. Logan's with me in our media center here. Fan Bennett in our office in Washington, D.C., who's been following this all morning. We want you to get involved in the conversation early, folks. How do you feel about defunding Planned Parenthood? With what you're going to hear in the next hour, trust me, you're going to want to. Phone number is 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We also want to get your comments by Facebook and Periscope as well.
That's right. You can join us right now, broadcasting live, Facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. Just go to the Jay Sekulow page on Facebook. You'll see it's the first post there. We're broadcasting live. Be a part of the show and during the breaks and get your questions or comments in there. Also via Periscope. Again, just search Jay Sekulow at Jay Sekulow. You'll find us there.
Yeah, at Cheryl Miller via Periscope just said, "What's watching the hearings, she is so lying, exclamation point. Than your reaction so far from what you've seen.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, this is what she always does. This is what Planned Parenthood always do. They talk about the issue that is not the issue. They don't want to talk about the truth because they can't win on the merits. But here's what's significant to me, Jay. She has never felt the pressure to come testify before. She is here today because she knows that her taxpayer dollars are under threat right now.
Yeah, I think this is a serious situation, folks, and it's going to be more serious by the moment. I want to take your calls and comments about this issue. We're going to play for you some sound as soon as we come back from the break. Do we have a short bite we could play right now? All right, yeah, they're longer than we have time for. So we come back from the break, we're going to get you a bite, and we want to put those bites in context. We don't want to just play short ones. But I will tell you this, the question of the sale of fetal body parts, you heard in the open, no mammograms. From her mouth, they don't do mammograms. They've got some kind of referral, they say, not specific on that. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Got a lot more to talk about on this, and we encourage you to call. We want your opinion. Is it time, again, after these hearings, for Congress to finally get the backbone to say no to Planned Parenthood? 1-800-684-3110. I say get it on his desk and make the president veto it if that's what he's going to do. 1-800-684-3110. Also, folks, we are in the last 2 days of the month here. We are going to set a record of support for the ACLJ for this month. We could break $700,000 in online revenue, which would be up almost 40% from where we were last year. You can make that happen by going to ACLJ.org or getting your pledge in at 1-877-989-2255. Also, the petition for Saeed is still up over 1,141,000 at ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com or 877-989-2255.
American pastor Saeed Abedini has now been imprisoned in Iran for 3 years. 3 years without his family. 3 years of beatings and abuse. This past weekend, millions of people around the globe held prayer vigils for Pastor Saeed, more than 900 vigils in more than 40 countries. This week, the focus is on the United Nations in New York. Among the world leaders in the spotlight, Iran's President Rouhani. The world is watching, and the media asking questions. When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We've got the petition up for Saeed. I don't want to forget that as the UN process is going forward, but I didn't want to ignore the fact that there's a huge hearing of Planned Parenthood today. You can sign that petition for Saeed at BeHeardProject.com or 877-989-2255 again. BeHeardProject.com or 877-989-2255. And I sure would like you to support the work of the ACLJ. You do that at ACLJ.org. Let me play a this. You remember the issue about the mammograms? That comes up a lot. Let me play Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis's comments and Cecilia Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood's response.
How many Planned Parenthood clinics have mammogram machines?
There aren't any Planned Parenthood clinics, I believe, to the best of my knowledge, not any have mammogram machines at their facility.
And how many Planned Parenthood clinics are there?
On any given day, between 650 and 700.
Okay, so none, to your knowledge, have a mammogram machine.
Right, we have different kinds of arrangements with, depending on the state, to refer women for mammograms.
Yeah, so this is the fundamental lie of Planned Parenthood. What I want our video team to do is get together where we've got all these people talking about mammograms, whether it's the President of the United States, whether it's other people affiliated with the abortion industry, whether it's congressmen, and then I want to play Cecilia Richards' statement. So I want to get our video team on that right away. We're not going to get it done for the broadcast table. We'll get it up on social media. This is folks. This is the myth of Planned Parenthood here.
It's even the celebrities that always speak out. That's always the talking point. Right. One of the Miss United States contestants said that's why she would support Planned Parenthood continuing to be funding. It is something that's become almost a myth of common knowledge.
It is a myth.
That they provide these services when really they do not. And they really can't even refer you. They refer you to, you know, just
a federal number.
Someone else you can go, anyone could go to.
Yeah, so there's not it's not like they're going to an affiliated facility. So Than, this myth, which has been the big issue, as Logan said, the media's been harping on and the president's harped on, and these, I want to get all of these sound bites on this, on the mammograms. I want to get, we can see if we can find some even for radio today. She answered that, Congresswoman Lummis's comment ends that myth.
Yeah, I mean, not only is it a myth, Jay, but it's also the main justification that they use to take more than $500 million from taxpayers. I mean, this is one of the questions that we're actually trying to get asked in the hearing that's going on right now. When they refer out one of those mammograms, Jay, they turn around and they bill the taxpayer for that referral. What we are trying to say is take that money that you're taking from the taxpayer for that referral and just give it to the entity that does the mammogram itself. That
right.
would serve more women.
So let me ask one follow-up question there, Than. we are trying to, you get questions that are being submitted during this entire hearing. The fallout from this, because we've already had the vote, this can reignite an entire issue again, especially now that Marsha Blackburn may be heading up like almost like a select committee on this.
Well, no question about it. And I actually just spoke with Congresswoman Blackburn's office. I think she's going to try to call into the broadcast in the next segment, Jay. We're not quite sure. We're trying to work on that. But here's the bottom line. All of this information is now going to be funneled into a select committee. So it's sort of been all over the board before. This select committee that she is going to lead, all of it is going to be funneled there. And I think that is going to be where we're going to try to actually accomplish the defund. We, of course, failed on a couple of the votes, but it's not over. These funding cycles roll on, and this special committee is going to be where that action takes
place. We're going to have a defund petition probably tomorrow on this. Let's go ahead and take a phone call, 800-684-3110. Also, get your comments in by Facebook and Periscope as well. We're going to want to read some of those.
All right, let's go to Kevin, who's calling from Hesperia, California. Welcome to JSAC Hill Live. You are on the air.
Hi, Kevin.
How's it going? Good. I just wanted to make a quick statement that, you know what, when the government is commanding something that goes against God's word, at least in my belief, I'm a Christian, I'm a born-again believer,
right.
We're supposed to go against that. You know, Exodus 1 points out very clearly that when the king commanded for all the babies to be killed, that the midwives feared God, and they didn't obey the king's command to bring out all the babies to be killed. They actually, in fact, hid, which where we find, who was it?
Moses. Here's the point. I mean, I think it's a good one. The biblical admonition is clear of protecting the child in the womb. That's unassailable. Here's the other thing. We cannot allow, within the legal process of what we have right now, the ability for Planned Parenthood to continue telling stories, lies. Here's Cecilia Richards' response to what's going on with those videos.
The latest smear campaign is based on efforts by our opponents to entrap our doctors and clinicians into breaking the law. And once again, our opponents failed.
Well, not exactly. First of all, entrapping your doctors and clinicians to break the law, and once again, our opponents have failed. Let me break it to you. You've got your largest supplier stop doing business with you. And Logan, you mentioned this before. Major corporations have said, we will no longer support Planned Parenthood. The legality question is something that's going to be analyzed by the courts. This Department of Justice isn't going to do anything, but the Congress is.
That's right. And you have these major corporations, Coke and Xerox, and these giant corporations that some
big
of them never supported Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And Planned Parenthood actually just claimed that they did because a random employee decided to give to them. But what really happens is all these organizations came out and a lot of them said, we are either no longer going to support Planned Parenthood or we never did. And that just shows the tide of public opinion has changed on this issue as people see these videos. And they could say whatever they want about the fact that they tried to get them to break the law. Well, if they broke the law, they broke the law. Even if it was, if someone tried to see if that was not, all that showed is that breaking the law was an option for them.
Yeah, and an option that they selected because they decided to sell fetal body parts.
They do on the daily.
Yeah, so anyways, this is part of, in fact, should we play it? Yeah, here, you want to talk about breaking the law, Cecilia Richards? Here's Dr. Mary Gaider. She was the one of the medical directors for Planned Parenthood, correct? Yeah, take a listen.
It's been years since I've talked about compensation, so let me just figure out what others are getting out of this. Is in the ballpark, and that's fine. If it's still low, then we can talk about it. I want a Lamborghini. I said I want a Lamborghini.
Don't we all, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, ha, ha, ha. So there it is. I mean, Than, it's really out there in the open. They're not hiding this.
Yeah, they were negotiating receiving money for the transfer of these body parts. They just say that is not a sale. Well, the American people see that as a sale. So there's a legal question, of course, but what Logan talked about is exactly right on. The corporations are running away. The American people are running away. Congress might be a trailing indicator here, but I think they're going to follow.
All right, let's take another phone call, 800-684-3110. We also got comments coming in by Facebook and Periscope as well. Let's get some of those.
Yeah, we have comments like from Vicky Smith, who just said, why don't these babies have a choice in what happens in their own lives?
Yep.
We have obviously a lot of people calling for the defunding Planned Parenthood defund. I want the records of politicians that support it publicly revealed.
We've got that.
We have that. And we also said just a lot of people stop Planned Parenthood in situations like this. People watching from all over the world. Today we're getting comments from pretty much every state, and then currently so we have a viewer in Germany watching on Facebook, and I believe on Periscope, excuse me. And it's just interesting how new media can kind of reach everyone, especially when it comes to these kinds of issues. But let's take another call. Let's go to Carrie, who's calling from Mobile, Alabama. Carrie, welcome to JSAC Live.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Jay.
I sort of a question comment. Yep. I'd love to stand in front of these women that do this for a living and ask them if they have children. And if they said yes, ask them if they remember a story in the Bible where two women were fighting over a child. And they had to make the choice of either chopping the child up or letting it live.
Yeah, Salmon said it could prove who loved the child. He said we could slice the child in half. That's a horrible thing to say. But it's in the scriptures, and you're absolutely right. Well, let me tell you this. Let me play Congressman Jimmy Duncan from Tennessee. Similar conversation with Cecilia Richards. Take a listen.
Do you defend the sale of baby body parts?
No. And I think that is really a total mischaracterization. Fetal tissue research, which, as I mentioned, was started, the whole commission that legalized and created the structure under fetal tissue research, what it does is facilitates fetal tissue donation. And that is actually fewer than 1% of our health centers do any facilitate fetal tissue donation for the patient.
But I just want to say this. It seems to me that the apology you offered was like what some criminals do. They're not really sorry for what they've done. They're sorry they got caught.
And I think that's exactly right. I mean, she said, she doesn't like the word sale of body parts, but then she says fetal tissue donation, and we know from the videos that they were worried about the bottom line. We could play one. You know, we had the statement from Mary Gaynor. There's others where they're talking about compensation. This is a big part of it.
Yeah, well, she also used the excuse that it was less than 1%. Well, listen, if it is the sale of baby body parts, even if it's one baby, that is too many. Remember, people need to think about the visual here. There was an arm attached to a hand, attached to five fingers, and the nurse or the practitioner or whatever you call her that was looking at it proclaimed, "It's a boy."
Yeah, do we have that bite? Let's get that when we come back from the break. We do have that bite. I want to play that one again because that was right. It's a baby, it's a boy. I will never forget that bite that we had. All right, we're taking a break. Quick comments from Periscope and Facebook.
A lot of comments coming in. A lot of people, they even just commented they should raise their own money. No government funding, no funding from us.
They raise plenty of their own money, too, by the way, about $1 billion a year.
And a lot of people who are honestly just finding out about this, so it's interesting that something that's been pretty popular and you've seen now through social media and all this, but we're seeing people who are newly aware of the situation in the videos, and people are just curious about that as well. So make sure to share this with your friends. That's a good reason to do that. Click share on Facebook, share on Periscope as well with your followers. It really helps get the word out. Also, if you want to join with us online, you can do that right now. We have a full bank of calls right now, so we don't have any lines open. But you can get your question or comment online. Just go to facebook.com/jsekulow or jsekulow on Periscope. You can watch the show live, interact with us as we go to break now, and get your comments on the air.
We do want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ, especially these last 2 days of the month, aclj.org. Ensure your support of SAID, 1-877-989-2255 or beheardproject.com. But again, support our work here the last 2 days of the month, aclj.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. American pastor Saeed Abedini has now been imprisoned in Iran for 3 years. 3 years without his family. 3 years of beatings and abuse. This past weekend, millions of people around the globe held prayer vigils for Pastor Saeed. More than 900 vigils in more than 40 countries. This week, the focus is on the United Nations in New York. Among the world leaders in the spotlight, Iran's President Rouhani. The world is watching, and the media asking questions. When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
All right, we're going to go right back to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. Cecilia Richards in the crosshairs of Congress right now. And then it does not look like it's going. I mean, we're monitoring this live as it's going on. We've been pulling sound for you. Our Facebook and Periscope audience has been able to see some of this during the breaks. Our radio audience, you're hearing some of the sound. This is not going well for Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, no, it's not, because the facts are coming out, and you really can't dispute those facts. I would pass along one visual, though, Jay. As I was walking over to the U.S. Capitol this morning for a meeting on this issue, Planned Parenthood personnel were out on the street collecting signatures for this support. That is how strong their political presence here in Washington, D.C. is, and that's really what we're fighting against, the political pressure and presence of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. It looks like we may be getting Congresswoman Blackburn on in a moment. Logan, let's get some comments first, and then we'll take the congresswoman.
All right, let's just have some comments. We have a lot of people who are just chiming in, just saying yes.
We got the congresswoman. Okay, let's do it. Congresswoman Blackburn, thanks for coming on the broadcast. I know it's short notice. Your reaction so far to the hearings with Planned Parenthood?
Well, I think that she is searching for answers to the issues that members are raising. And quite frankly, I think when she can't justify how they have spent this money, that's a problem for her, because she is making over $500,000 a year. They are utilizing over $500 million of federal funds. And so if you're going to take the money from Congress, then you've got to answer the questions when Congress comes to you and says, let's talk about this.
She's getting a lot, you know, the fetal tissue. Well, first of all, the mammogram issue came up, and she admitted, which she had to, there are no mammogram facilities at Planned Parenthood. Which is not a shock to you or me, but to the American people, that may be surprising, since that seems to be one of the main things that they deal with, or they allege. We've had the votes, and we've not been able to clear cloture in the Senate, but now they're talking about a potential special committee on this that you actually may chair. What's the status of that?
Well, we're continuing to work forward to moving forward on the select committee so that we can drill down on these issues a little bit further. But let me go back to the issue on the Planned Parenthood mammograms. I think one of the things that is tripping Planned Parenthood up right now is the fact they continue to say our main business is health education and health care services for women in underserved populations.
Right.
But over the past 7 years, they have cut those services in half, to the point now that, as you said, you can't go get a mammogram at Planned Parenthood. They have not upgraded any of this equipment, and they are being outsourced. Planned Parenthood is outsourcing their women's health care, so they don't deserve to get this money.
So is it fair to say, Congressman Blackburn, that they are not, because I think this is a big part of this. They argue this women, we're providing necessary women's health care. That is not what they do.
Well, no, they don't do women's health care. They are the nation's largest abortion provider.
Right.
They do over 300,000 abortions a year. That is over 30%, north of 30% of all abortions that are done in this country. And see, this is what has happened. So many women, and I know women who have said, I couldn't figure out why you were being so tough on Planned Parenthood, and then I realized they're doing abortions. They're not doing women's health care any longer. And people are just beginning to figure this out and realizing that they are in the big abortion business. They are not necessarily in the women's and family health business any longer.
Right. Than, I know you've got a comment, also a question for a congressman.
Yeah, well, the congresswoman was just so spot on. We've given these numbers out so many times, Congresswoman, that roughly 333,000 pregnant women go into a Planned Parenthood, and less than 6,000 of them carry that baby to term, 327,000 get an abortion. I know you were instrumental in getting that score from the CBO that actually revealed that if funds were pulled from Planned Parenthood, there would be an increased cost to Medicaid because more children would be born. And that's actually the argument that they are using to defend themselves, is that it would cost the federal government more to raise these children. You have your response to that?
So absurd and so over the top. I think it proves the point. Planned Parenthood is in this for their bottom line.
Yep.
And for being $1 billion, which is their net worth, and for their entity as it exists, their fundraising. They're very successful at it. 2013, they were spending $14,000 a day on travel and first-class flights, and were spending north of $600,000 on big parties with celebrity guests. And
right.
So they have started to basically believe their own press. The victim in all of this, the one that loses out, is the individual who wants access to services,
right,
and they can't get that at Planned Parenthood. What we do know is that in Tennessee, as in many other states, they now are going to the community health centers and are getting the services there, not at Planned Parenthood, and that's why we are right in sending that money, all that grant money, to the community health centers and not to Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely correct. We've got interesting comments coming in via Facebook and Periscope in addition to the 900 radio stations we're on. But, Logan, let's read one of those.
Bonnie came in. Bonnie Lesman from Periscope said, of course they cut their services. It means more money for abortion.
Yeah, and Congressman, you said, look, their business is, at the end of the day, we're running tight on time here. At the end of the day, Planned Parenthood, Congresswoman, is in the abortion business.
That's right. They are big abortion in this country. That's their key business.
We appreciate the stance you've taken on this. We appreciate your leadership. And keep us posted if this special committee gets formed. We sure think it would be a good way to keep this issue front and center. And I will tell you, based on the response we're getting with the number of people calling in and listening to broadcasts and viewing via Facebook and Periscope, it's a big number. So a lot of people are backing you up on this, Congresswoman. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, there you go, folks. And that, I mean, as it's happening, you're getting the comments from the members of Congress that are involved in this issue. And that's, we work with Congresswoman Blackburn, but it's a great way to show you how this radio program works. And we're glad that you were able to participate.
We got a lot of calls there in, and we have a lot of comments coming on Facebook and Periscope. As the show wraps up, for some of you, know that we continue for another half hour, and you can be a part of the second half hour of the show very easily. If you want audio only, go to aclj.org. But what we encourage you to do is be a part of the broadcast. Don't just listen. Be a part of it. Join with the discussion, people that are on our side, people that aren't. It's a fun way to interact with the show during the show and during breaks. Go to facebook.com/jseculo. You'll see the latest post is a live video. It's us live broadcasting. You get studio quality audio as well as on Periscope. Join us on Periscope. If you have the Periscope app, search for Jay Sekulow. You'll see we're broadcasting now for the second half hour. If you're not on SiriusXM or some of the other stations that take the second half hour of the show, it's a great way to continue this experience.
I will also say this to our audience that's been on the phones. We're going to get to you right after the break here, and thanks for holding, because I know we were very pleased to get Congresswoman Blackburn, but that was a last-minute addition here, so we will get you some of that.
Marsha Blackburn just came in from Brenda, who said, thank you, Marsha Blackburn, for revealing the truth. They kill 35 babies an hour, very heartless and no conscience at all. All they're doing is profit-making for greed.
Well, there you have it, and that's why we're able to. And we'll get that comment also to Congresswoman Blackburn. I think she'd like to hear that and appreciate her leadership. All right, we'll take more calls when we come back from the break at 800-684-3110. For Saeed Abedini, you go to BeHeardProject.com or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or beheardproject.com or 1-877-989-2255. Let me ask you all to do something as well. We're in the last 2 days of a month. It is possible that we reach a goal of almost $700,000 online today for the whole month. This would be huge for the month of September. It would be a 40% increase. Go to aclj.org and you make that online contribution. And you know what? That's going to go a long way in helping us do our work in Washington, D.C., on the air, around the world. ACLJ.org for your tax-deductible gift really makes a difference. We're about to have a record month. Back with your comments and calls in just a moment.
When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow. Adele will be joining us here in just a moment. Back on the air with today. If you're just joining us, if you're just listening in, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, or join us on Facebook and Periscope for this second half hour of the broadcast. We do have a lot of calls coming in.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go ahead and take one of these calls. James is calling from Allen, Washington. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Oscar, you're next.
Long time listener, long time supporter.
Great. Thanks, James.
And, you know, I am outraged by this in that Obamacare, and I have to pay all these mammograms and pap smears as a man, and this is becoming double funding in a way.
Well, no, I mean, here's the thing with Planned Parenthood, James. You got to understand this. They made their reputation, and we're going to put this video together, where they, you know, advocate the mammograms, as Congresswoman Blackburn said, the health care that they provide. But the answer is, I'm going to play just a little bit of it, the short part of it, is when she's asked the question, she gives a one-sentence reply. I'm going to stop the bite early so we don't have to play the whole thing again. But here, she's asked the question. Here's her answer.
In the case of Dana, when she came to Planned Parenthood, did she get a mammogram?
No, she was referred for a mammogram. Absolutely.
And that's part of the challenge.
Yeah, so, you know, no one's getting a mammogram. Like Logan said, referring for a mammogram, that's not some – why are we paying for that? I mean, listen, I want people to get mammograms. Women need to get mammograms. But this doesn't need to be part of Planned Parenthood's public relations scheme when they don't do it.
Hey, we got a comment that just came in from Wise Guy on Periscope. It said, it's ludicrous that Planned Parenthood receives any funding from the government. As I say, no longer provide the basic services that women need.
You know, Congresswoman Blackburn Than said they're not really providing any health care services to women, not significantly. It's really abortion. It's big abortion, well, she called it.
She was right, and the commenter there was right. I mean, federal law says that taxpayer dollars cannot be used for abortion, and yet we are funding the largest abortion provider in the world to the tune of $500 million. And, Jay, there's only one reason we're doing it. And Congresswoman Blackburn said this. It is because they are big abortion and big politics. They are a political force, and it's time for that to change.
You know, it's interesting. We've got comments coming in both ways on this, although mostly opposed to Planned Parenthood, obviously. Let's go ahead. Can we take one more call in?
Sure, let's take a call.
I'll tell you what. We'll wait till after the break. I want to get to opposing call we have, and I also want to talk to women because that's one of the issues here. What we got to go ahead.
Let's go ahead and take that call. Let's go to Sharon, who's calling from Bellington, Washington.
Okay,
welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Hello. Good morning.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thank you. Well, my question is, how many of you have daughters, or mothers, or sisters?
Well, I have a wife. I have two granddaughters on the way. I've got daughter-in-laws. So go ahead.
Okay.
And I could probably much say that for most people that are listening to the broadcast. Okay, go ahead. And your point is, Sharon?
My point is, most of the people that are complaining about Planned Parenthood and complaining that they have abortion services, how do you think women get pregnant?
Well,
by men.
Okay, so what are you saying? So the only people complaining about Planned Parenthood are men?
The majority are.
Well, did you just listen to the last segment of the broadcast? That was not a man that was on. That was a congresswoman from the United States Congress. Did they not count as women?
I think a lot of things that she says were completely untrue.
Well, how about this? Do you believe that Planned Parenthood, I'm going to see if you still believe this, Sharon, do you believe Planned Parenthood is in the mammogram business?
I believe that Planned Parenthood is a very needed necessity for women for health care.
Yeah, well, they just said they don't do mammograms, which has been their biggest talking point for their celebrity stars for the last 3 years. So what women's services do they do other than abortion?
Get abortions.
What other services do they do other than abortion?
They do sexually transmitted disease services.
They do STD services? You know that?
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do? Than we, I don't know if we got the time, but Sharon, I hope you could stay in and listen to the broadcast. I'm going to give you the breakdown of what they do as far as the number of abortions compared to everything else they do. Than, I don't know if you have those numbers handy, but we'll get them after the break.
Yeah, we've got them up at ACLJ.org, but here's the bottom line. The other things, Jay, they're footnotes in the business model.
Footnotes in the business model.
Periscope is just filled with women who are angry with scholars saying that's absolutely ridiculous. Obviously, they're all personally calling for Planned Parenthood to be defunded and to be ended.
Well, get your friends on this, folks. ACLJ.org to support the work of the ACLJ. We encourage you to do that. Back with more calls and comments after the break.
American pastor Saeed Abedini has now been imprisoned in Iran for 3 years. 3 years without his family. 3 years of beatings and abuse. This past weekend, millions of people around the globe held prayer vigils for Pastor Saeed, more than 900 vigils in more than 40 countries. This week, the focus is on the United Nations in New York. Among the world leaders in the spotlight, Iran's President Rouhani. The world is watching, and the media asking questions. When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
She's too young to be a mother. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Appreciate the comments that we got on Facebook and Periscope, as well as the phone calls that where they're standing. The women were standing up against the opposition call that I just took.
Yeah, I just got a comment from Debbie who just said, STDs are screened and treated in all public health clinics located in every county health department. I'm a public health RN, and I know this for a fact.
There you go. That's exactly why we are glad that we're able to use all of these media to discuss this. All right, let's take a phone call.
All right, Oscar, thanks for holding. You've been holding for almost a half an hour. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, Oscar, I'm sending you
Washington,
our book, Undemocratic.
You're on the air.
Hey, Oscar.
Sweet deal. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
My thing is if you look at what's going on in our country today, whether you're a Christian or not, whether you believe it was founded on Judeo-Christian values or not, the amount of lawlessness that has come from this administration is just so unreal. We're giving billions of dollars to the number one state sponsor of terrorism. Hillary Clinton isn't accountable for her emails
right,
or for the proper stuff.
Right.
Planned Parenthood is on the record time and time again saying they're selling body parts.
Yeah, well, here's what they said. You know, it's interesting, fam, because do we have another bite on – is there another bite on the body parts we could play? The sale of the body parts, because I think that's a big deal. But then, Oscar, first of all, Oscar, don't hang up because we want to get your address because I want to send you our book, Undemocratic. I just signed it for you. Here's the thing. I think this is really important for people to understand. Fan, this is a significant event, what's taking place in Washington today. This is huge.
Yeah, it's the first time that she has felt compelled to come to Congress and defend the
right
funding that she gets. So I know it's very frustrating for Oscar. Trust, it's frustrating for me. We engage these issues every single day, and it's hard to get them across the line, but they don't happen overnight, Jay. This is a significant moment in this fight because for the first time, she has to come in front of the American people and tell people what Planned Parenthood does. In the end, Jay, she is going to lose that because the American people do not support what Planned Parenthood actually does.
Do we have any – let's play – do we have another comment from – I want another comment or discussion point between Cecile Richards and one of the members of Congress. So let's get one of those ready to go. Let's take another phone call. We got a lot of people that have been holding.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Rib, who's also been holding for about 25 minutes. Rib, we appreciate it. You're a frequent caller. Really appreciate
and
your
Rib,
support.
Yeah, Rib, I don't know if I've sent you a book yet.
You've sent him something. So let's figure out. We'll put you on hold at the end and
find out what we haven't sent you. I feel bad they've been on the whole phone for 25 minutes.
With the guest, it just happened to slow us down. So Rib from Dallas, you're on the air.
Hey.
Not at all. Thank you guys very much for your call. Thank you, for taking my call.
Yep.
And also thank you very much for all that you do.
Sure.
If I was on Capitol Hill, this is a comment of mine. If I was on Capitol Hill today, I would ask, so let me get this straight, Ms. Richards. You need $500 million a year to refer mammograms?
Right. And the answer to that is, of course they don't.
Yeah.
But let me play what – I'm going to go let you finish up, but let me play what she said. They're talking about what percent goes to where.
Currently, less than 1% of Planned Parenthood health centers are actually facilitating the donation of tissue for fetal tissue research. In those health centers, donating fetal tissue is something that many of our patients want to do and regularly request. Planned Parenthood policies not only comply with, but indeed go beyond the requirements of the law. The outrageous accusations leveled against Planned Parenthood based on heavily doctored videos are offensive and categorically untrue.
I don't know if I was her if I would use the word doctored.
Yeah, edited is one word, which obviously they were edited for time because this is they were shooting real life. So you're talking
but
about.
But there's been a forensic. Our friends at the Alliance Defense Fund, Alliance Defending Freedom, did a forensic audit, had a company do it and say if there was anything that was missing. They saw all the raw tapes and said, no, it's like you said, it's, you know,
it's edited for time, yeah, because some of this stuff was obviously them leading them to what they wanted them to eventually admit. So you have a lot of content of just people talking, and it's not stuff that's necessarily interesting to people watching. So, of course, things were edited, but nothing.
Everything is edited.
Everything is edited.
Except this live broadcast.
Except live. We're live right now. But in general, everything is edited that you see on YouTube or something like that, typically. So, yes, you weren't watching a live stream of, you know, months and months and years of research and investigative journalism. Sorry about that. But doctored is kind of an interesting word. I don't think they were going in and CGI-ing people's lips to say different things.
No, absolutely not. And that's been proven to be categorically false. Rib, did you have anything else you want to add?
Oh, I think Rib's back
on
hold.
He's getting his info.
Getting his info.
Let's go ahead and take another call.
Marcus from San Diego, California.
Hi, Marcus.
Hello. Okay. Hi.
And Marcus, you got to do this for us. Logan will tell you what to do. You got to pull it off a hold.
Yeah, he's good. Marcus, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Right, sorry about that. I know you're on hold for a long time.
Talking to a customer. Yep. The left wing always cries out loud, lies, 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 just like what Hitler says. If you tell a lie loud enough and often enough, people start believing it.
Yep.
And the right wing keeps hitting small punches. So we ought to stop saying this myth and start calling it a lie. This is a lie.
Well, it is. I'm going to play it for everybody again. So this is the lie about the mammograms that they've been putting forward, and we're going to get a whole video. Our video team is going to work on this afternoon. We're going to get something together for you. But let's go ahead and play that soundbite where she's asked the question.
How many Planned Parenthood clinics have mammogram machines?
There aren't any Planned Parenthood clinics. I believe, to the best of my knowledge, not any have mammogram machines at their facility.
So there you have it. So they don't do mammograms at their facilities. That, you want to call it, Marcus, a lie, call it a myth. Whatever it is, it's the fact of the matter is we're getting a lot of comments coming in about a lot of this stuff too. But then this has been pretty much now devastatingly proved to be for Planned Parenthood devastatingly correct that they've been not telling the truth.
Yeah, it's a lie.
Or at least allowing this to go on, this story to go on.
Well, yeah, I mean they're perpetrating it. They're advancing it. They are trying to get people to believe they're in the mammogram business when the truth is they perform zero, not a few.
Zero
mammograms at Planned Parenthood clinics. And by the way, if we took away their federal funding and gave it to providers that actually provide mammograms, we would get more mammograms accomplished.
We actually, Logan had somebody either on Facebook or Periscope said that they're an RN at a community health center.
Sure, I have that comment still. I can pull it back up from just a moment ago. They said, yes, Debbie on Facebook said, STDs are screened and treated in all public health clinics located in every county health department. I am a public health RN, and I know this for a fact.
And a lot of those health centers also do other services, including mammograms or referrals for them, like Planned Parenthood does. And they're not getting near the federal dollars that Planned Parenthood's getting $500 million a year, folks. It's pretty unbelievable.
We did have a comment also. Some people are concerned. They saw that Republicans like Rand Paul and Kirk and others voted against defunding Planned Parenthood. And they were curious what that was all about.
Fan, you want to explain that?
Yeah, two votes in the United States Senate over the last couple of weeks. Senator Kirk was actually wrong on both of them. Senator Paul was the sponsor of the first bill that would have defunded Planned Parenthood. There was a spending bill that Senator Kirk and Senator Paul and Senator Sass and a few others voted against for other reasons. It would have defunded Planned Parenthood, and they did vote against that continuing resolution.
So that explains that. All right, a lot of people on hold. Let's try to grab another call here before
the break.
Let's
take one more call. Barb is calling from Rapid City, South Dakota, from Facebook.
Hey, Barb.
Also a viewer on Facebook. Thanks for watching.
AJ, missed you last night.
So sorry about that. What happened? Let me tell you what's happening there. on Barb's talking about our Monday night jam session. We want to get you a new set of music. So what we did last night was we rehearsed. You see our live rehearsal, but we've got to rehearse before the rehearsal so that we've got it down for you. And next week we're going to have, I think, 6 or 7 brand new songs. So we'll have it for you. So I'll let everybody know when it's coming, but it should be there next week on Monday night. But anyways, go ahead, Barb.
I'm 50 years old, and I have, put it nicely, I haven't been able to have kids. So hearing about people having abortions, it kind of hurts because it's not just me. There's a lot of people out there who, for health reasons, are unable to have kids.
Right.
Why can't they just have these kids and then just put them up for adoption?
Well, because Than will give you this number. When you're talking about 326,000 abortions, you know how many adoption referrals they have? What was the number? It was ridiculous.
1,880. Less than 2,000.
Barb, 336,000, whatever it is, abortions, less than 1,800 referrals for adoption. This is the reality of what we're dealing with.
There are a lot of pro-life groups that do try to help facilitate that.
And then something pregnancy centers do a great job.
Yes, you can find those online and read about people that do help that. But you're right. I mean, Planned Parenthood itself, they're not interested in doing that because that doesn't really help their bottom line to refer a child to be actually born, much less adopted by a loving family. And Barb, you're absolutely right.
Barb, I'm sending you our book, Undemocratic. I just signed it for you. Stay on hold here so we can get your address. We appreciate you holding so long. All right. We've got a minute and 19 seconds, so we're not going to take a call.
We're not going to take a call. We can take a few comments, though. We have a lot of people, still a lot of women chiming in saying that they do not support Planned Parenthood. And a lot of people just, again, kind of attributing this to similar as Nazism, some even as Satanism in some ways, just because of how disturbing of these comments are. We have Planned Parenthood. Here's one from Mike who said, Planned Parenthood are nothing less than absolute liars. Murders committing felony after felony according to the law.
All right, folks, strong comments coming, and we'll take more of your calls and comments via Facebook, Periscope, and, of course, on the radio around the country, and we're getting listeners and viewers from around the world. ACLJ.org or BeHeardProject.com to stand up for our good friend Pastor Saeed Abedini, who is in jail. Again, you go to BeHeardProject.com or go to 1-877-989-2255. Again, we are in the last 2 days of the month. We can hit a record for the month of September. I mean, a big record with an increase of over 40%. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ is going to make a huge difference this month for us. Go to ACLJ.org and add your name of support. It really makes a difference for us as we end this quarter up. ACLJ.org. And, of course, we got some phone lines open. 800-684-3110.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. American pastor Saeed Abedini has now been imprisoned in Iran for 3 years. 3 years without his family. 3 years of beatings and abuse. This past weekend, millions of people around the globe held prayer vigils for Pastor Saeed, more than 900 vigils in more than 40 countries. This week, the focus is on the United Nations in New York. Among the world leaders in the spotlight, Iran's President Rouhani. The world is watching, and the media asking questions. When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
cover that one, Nick said. I think that's right. That would be a great one. Let's put that down. Get that to Mark Lee Townsend. We need to take them. That's a good. That'd be a good one to do because it's a certainly descriptive of Planned Parenthood. All right, we're taking your calls. This is a rapid fire round, and we're going to go right to them.
All right, Sharon's calling from California. Viewer on Periscope. Sharon, welcome to JSEC. You're live. You're on the air.
Hi, Sharon.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey. I am so addicted to watching you on Periscope.
Great.
Now. It's not even funny.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a serious topic. I just wanted to know, is there any way that we can organize a class action lawsuit against Planned Parenthood that might be the only way to defund them?
Yeah. So let me tell you what we've done. We have had major lawsuits against Planned Parenthood and have had major victories, including financial return for our clients against Planned Parenthood. So you are absolutely correct. It's not really a class action. It's a type of legal proceeding where you are going after an abuse where federal dollars are involved or state dollars are involved, and we have been successful in a major case out of Texas. I will just tell you that. I can't give you the details of the settlement, Sharon, but that is part of what we're doing. Now, in the case right now with the National Abortion Federation, we're actually defending one of the board members of the company that did the investigative journalism. But you are absolutely positively correct that going after them, and then, of course, we also go, and stay on the line here, Sharon, I want to get a book for you, it's also going after in Congress, which is happening literally right this moment.
Yeah, trying to take away taxpayer dollars to make sure that we aren't obligated to fund this organization. And the other thing is, Jay, and this is something that's a little more behind the scenes, but were any of these women actually told or were they failed to tell them that they might alter their abortion to perform that procedure? Because if that happened, then there's another action to be pursued, and we're looking into that right now.
Yeah, we are. So we got a lot going on there. And Sharon, we're going to send you our book, Rise of ISIS, to get to you. Go ahead.
Has some fans. It's interesting on Periscope because the fact that it has become kind of a community. People are commenting and they're very happy to hear Sharon on the air. So Sharon, thanks for being a part of that.
Thanks for listening and watching.
I did have a comment from Tim Wolf on Facebook who said, do you think Planned Parenthood will start doing mammograms after all this just because of all the scrutiny? Is it worth their bottom line to essentially add that service just to get people?
Great question. No, I don't think so. I don't think they'll do it.
All right. Let's take another call. Let's go to Joyce, who's calling from Arizona. Joyce, welcome to JSEC Live.
Rapid fire round here. Joyce in Gilbert, Arizona, where there's a big Supreme Court case that was a victory. Go ahead, Joyce.
Hey, Jay. I'm calling because I wanted to know. I called Planned Parenthood to see if they still accepted donations from Susan G. Komen towards mammograms because I told them the reason for the call was I was interested in having a breast exam, and they said yes. So my whole reason for the call is because every year my place of employment, which includes many employees and customers, we sell those pink ribbons for $1 to help support breast cancer with funds going to Susan G. Komen. And I sell tons of them, and I quit selling them last year because I wanted to do my homework and find out more about
that. Has been a big controversy with Susan G. Komen and Planned Parenthood.
It's been one of those actual interesting situations where years ago they stopped funding Planned Parenthood,
and when the tide was the other way, got so much flack for the fact that they decided to pull funding from Planned Parenthood that essentially their president was either fired
or had stepped down. She was great.
And they had to replace her, and they had to continue then to. They started giving funds back to Planned Parenthood. But now, Joyce, you're right. The fact that now the tide is changing, you're seeing Coke pull out, you're seeing Xerox and all these people say, no more, we're not giving funds to Planned Parenthood. Now is the time to put more pressure on the foundation, on Susan G. Komen, because of the fact that, look, they caved under a lot of pressure at the time because Planned Parenthood has a very strong lobby and a very strong base. But at this point, this is the time to let them hear it.
Very quickly, Thana, and then we're going to do a really rapid-fire round here. You said you're in Capitol Hill right now, that Planned Parenthood's out there in force. Of course, our people are too, but they're out there in force right now.
Hey, you can't walk two blocks to the United States Capitol without running into them. They're clearly afraid, Jay, and I think they're afraid for a good reason. The tide is turning against them here.
Yeah, I think that's no doubt about it. All right, Logan, what do we do next?
All right, let's go to Rebecca from Huntington, West Virginia. Rebecca, welcome to JSEC Live. Quickly, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Yes, just wanted to say, first of all, do not support Planned Parenthood at all. However, the one time my family did have a chance to use the service was for a vasectomy for my son. After going through the motions, never receiving a call back, supposedly going to be outsourced to a local urologist, it never happened. So apparently that's not a service that's important to them.
I think Than had the numbers. I mean, it's the fact of the matter is they don't do this. I mean, the reality is they don't have their health care services. They are the abortion business, man.
Yeah, and for all of these services, no matter what they are, if we are going to provide money from the federal government, that let's start giving them to the providers that actually provide the service. Planned Parenthood doesn't do it.
Springfield, Missouri. Jody, quickly, we are running out of time.
I'm going to do three calls here in 3 minutes or less. Jody, go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is, do you think that they would be...
Jody, I'm sorry your connection broke up. Give us a call tomorrow. Let the phone screener know. We'll get you on first. All right, we're going to go to Cindy, who's calling from Abilene,
Cindy.
Texas. Welcome to Jay Psycho Live.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, good to get
you
to talk to you.
Thanks.
There are two points that I think are very important to every time we talk about this needs to come up.
Yep.
And one is that the Democrats fight so hard for this because they are funded by Planned Parenthood.
You're not
so that's
kidding.
Number one.
Huge.
Number two, we need to educate our black brothers and sisters. They do not understand.
Well, they pick the urban area. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, there's Margaret Sanger. There's a great book by our friend George Grant called Killer Angel. It's the biography of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. She was a eugenicist. I mean, that's what she was. You're absolutely correct. So we've gotten that information out. We've had George on the broadcast before. Well, maybe we can get him back on, which would be great. Let's go ahead. Kim, I'm going to take your call. You're the last caller of the day. Hey, Kim.
Hi. As a nurse, I would not trust any of the physicians at Planned Parenthood to do any cancer screenings, and I'm so tired of hearing them say they do cancer screenings. I mean, that would be frightening if you're trusting your life to Planned Parenthood.
Well, this is the lie, the myth, whatever you want to call it. We're going to have a great video put up this afternoon where we're going to have all the people that have come out about the mammograms and then have Cecilia Richards. One sentence, we don't do them. That's the one I want to focus on. Not that we refer them. Because anybody can refer anybody. They don't do them. And that's a fact of the matter. It has been a busy program. A lot of folks in comments came in via Periscope and Facebook. I think we got to a lot of them. We didn't get to all of them.
We get to everybody. We appreciate it. Thousands of people always join us each day, and we try to get to as many as possible. Make sure to join with us tomorrow as we continue this discussion. And you can watch the show live, interact during the break. It's a great way to be a part of the show. If you can't call in, it's also an additional way to get your comments heard on the air.
All right, so Be Heard Project has up the case for imprisoned pastor Saeed Abedini. Over 1,141,000 signatures. Movement on that going on right now in the UN. We'll get into more details about that, but you go to BeHeardProject.com or call us at 1-877-989-2255. You can sign up for that petition that way. There's an email that's gone out today on it again. So again, BeHeardProject.com or 877-989-2255. And again, folks, this is the last 48 hours of the month here, and we're about to have a record for September. We are looking at almost $700,000 in online donations, just online, for the month, against about 480. So it would be a huge increase for the ACLJ, and you all make a huge difference on that. And I know it's our radio audience that's listening to us around the country that's such a big part of that at ACLJ.org, but also now our Facebook and Periscope audiences. We couldn't do it without you. Your support the last 48 hours here. It's the end of our quarter, so this is important. ACLJ.org is the easiest way to do it. ACLJ.org. And also, Logan's going to let you know, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and like our pages.
That's right. You can do that by going to Facebook.com/JSeculo. Just search for Jay Sekulo in all of your social media apps. You can also find an ACLJ page, the Jay Sekulo Band. Lots of other ways you can interact in the ACLJ app, which is about to have a full new update. So get it now so you'll be the first people to get that new update.
When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.